下午好。
Good afternoon.
我们开始之前，我们一起来祷告。
Let us open with prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，来到你面前，我们欢欢喜喜。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks, and we come before you in great joy.
求你赐福我们。
May you bless us.
赐福我们在你面前的敬拜。
May you bless this worship before you.
使我们可以在你面前蒙福。
That we may be blessed.
赐我们可以在你面前有着得救的智慧。
That we may be brought to knowledge of saving faith.
求你借着你的圣灵打开我们的心窍。
By your Holy Spirit, may you open our hearts.
也打开我们心灵的眼睛。
And open the eyes of our heart.
使我们可以认识你。
That we may know you.
明白你的旨意。
And to know your will.
祝福我们下边的时间与我们同在。
May you bless this time and be with us.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
I pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天讲的是神应许的一片地。
Today we're going to talk about the promised land.
前面我们讲了，耶和华神他呼召亚伯拉罕离开了他的家乡。
We have already discussed how God has talked with Abram and led him out of his home country.
神要祝福亚伯拉罕。
God is going to bless Abram.
神又跟亚伯拉罕立约。
And God has established a covenant with Abram.
那么神赐给了亚伯拉罕一个儿子。
And God blessed Abram with a son.
因为亚伯拉罕呢，虽然他很富有，但是他没有儿子。
Though Abraham was very rich, he had no son.
所以他就和神说，你祝福我没有用，因为我没有儿子。
And so he said to God, all your blessings are for nothing, because I have no son.
他说，如果我死了，我那么多的产业给谁呢？
He says, after I die, who will I give all my possessions to?
所以神在亚伯拉罕100岁的时候给他一个儿子。
And so, when Abram was 100 years old, God gave him a son.
但是这个儿子呢，却是20多年前呢，神应许就给他了。
And this son was given to him after a promise made 20 years ago.
从神应许给亚伯拉罕一个儿子，到神应真的赐给亚伯拉罕一个儿子以撒呢，已经过了25年。
Between the time of this son and the promise being made, there was 25 years.
所以可见呢，亚伯拉罕他真的是信神。
And so, we see that Abraham truly has faith in God.
为什么呢？
Why?
他可以等待的。
Because Abraham was willing to wait.
所以当我们相信一件事情的时候呢，我们就会去等。
And so, when we have hope and when we know something is going to happen, we will wait.
比如说你现在刚刚过了圣诞节，对吧？
Like for example, right now, we've just passed Christmas.
你妈妈呢就告诉你，或者你爸爸告诉你说，下一个圣诞节我要送你一个礼物，你想要什么？
And your parents come to ask you, next Christmas I'm going to give you a gift, what do you want?
你说我想要一袋棒棒糖。
And so you may say, I want some candy.
妈妈爸爸说，好了，明年的圣诞节要送你一包棒棒糖， I promised.
And so your parents say, next Christmas I'm going to give you that candy, I promise.
你信不信呢？
Do you believe it?
如果你不信呢，你会不会想这些事情的？
If you don't believe it, then it'll go out of your mind. It will escape your mind.
因为爸爸妈妈说好多次的话呢，都不能够 keep the promise.
You will no longer remember it because your parents may not keep all of their promises.
所以你就会不断地找你爸爸妈妈，给点钱，我要去买棒棒糖。
And so you may go to your parents saying, I want some money to get some candy.
爸爸妈妈说，你等，圣诞节给你买一大包，你要等。
And your parents say, just wait till Christmas, I'm going to get you a whole sack of candy.
于是你继续地找你爸爸妈妈要，下个星期说，这个我要买棒棒糖。
And you persistently still go to your parents for money, for candy, even next week.
你不能等。
You can't wait.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你不相信你爸爸妈妈到圣诞节会给你一包糖，你不能等。
Because you don't truly believe that your parents are going to give you this bag of candy, and you can't wait.
因为你不能确定你爸爸妈妈真的会给你买一包棒棒糖在圣诞节。
Because you are not certain whether or not your parents will give you that bag of candy.
但是如果你真的相信你爸爸妈妈会圣诞节真的会给你买一包棒棒糖的时候。
But if you were to truly believe that your parents would get you that bag of candy,On Christmas,
你会等待的。
And then you would wait for it.
你盼望的是什么呢？盼望的是圣诞节。
Your hope would be in Christmas.
你不是盼望棒棒糖，你是盼望圣诞节。
It will no longer be solely just the candy, but it'll be for Christmas.
因为你相信到圣诞节那一天的时候呢，爸爸妈妈一定会信守他的诺言，买一大包棒棒糖给你。
Because you would have hope and you would have faith that your parents would buy you that bag of candy on Christmas.
所以你不会担心的，每天说哦，爸爸妈妈会不会给我买呢？你不用这样担心的。
So you know you will no longer worry whether or not your parents will get you that bag of candy.
而是每天高高兴兴、欢欢喜喜等待着圣诞节。
Rather, every day going along very happily, waiting for Christmas to come.
所以这就是相信和不相信的一个。
So this is the difference between having faith and not having faith.
所以亚伯拉罕他相信神，所以他就能等。
And so Abraham, he had faith in God, and so he was willing to wait.
虽然过了二十几年，依然没有看见这个儿子，但是他还会等。
Even though it was 20 years of waiting, and there was still no son, but Abraham still was waiting.
因为他相信神说话一定不会改变的。
Because he knows that the word of God will not change.
好，我们说亚伯拉罕信神。
And so we see that Abraham, we say that Abraham has faith in God.
亚伯拉罕在等他这个儿子的过程当中等了二十五年。
Abraham waited for the son for 25 years.
啊，但是最终一百岁的时候，终于得到一个儿子，他看到了他信心的那个结果。
And finally, after 25 years, he received the son, and this was the fruit of his waiting.
他相信神会给他，最后他真的得到神所给他的。
He has faith that God will deliver the son to him, and he ultimately did receive a son.
是不是所有的信心都会看见，亲眼看见这个结果呢？
Will all faith have, see the final result?
不是的。
No.
我们看神还应许亚伯拉罕一件事情。
We see that God also promised Abraham something else.
神应许给亚伯拉罕一片地。
God promised to Abraham a piece of land.
那片地比你家后院大很多的哈。
And this piece of land is much bigger than your backyard.
很大很大一片地。
It's a very big piece of land.
这片地呢，现在那个地方那个国家呢，叫以色列巴勒斯坦。
And now that piece of land is called Palestine and Israel.
所以那片地整个就叫巴勒斯坦地。
Oh, the entire piece of land is called, is of Palestine.
现在是有两种人住在那里，一部分人呢叫以色列，一部分人叫巴勒斯坦人。
And there are two groups of people there, one is the Palestinians and one is the Israelites.
而那时候那片地叫什么呢？那个时候的那片地叫迦南地。
At that time, that piece of land was called Canaan.
所以上帝应许把那片迦南地给亚伯拉罕。
And so God promised to Abraham that he would receive the piece of land called Canaan.
也就是亚伯拉罕现在所住的那片地。
It is the piece of land on which Abraham is right now.
我们想一想哈，那是一片很大很大的地。
Let us consider this is a very big piece of land.
那上面住了很多很多的人。
And there are many people on it.
而且是很野蛮的人。
And these are all
wild, barbaric. 很野蛮的人。
Barbaric.
亚伯拉罕呢，只有亚伯拉罕带着儿子还有他的家属，很少很少的几个人。
And in contrast, there is also Abraham with his family, very, very few people.
亚伯拉罕就会问神，你说这片地是我的，但是这片地上有许多的人都住在这上面，有很多的国家住在上面，我就有这么几个人。这片地怎么能够属于我呢？
So Abraham asked God, how is it that a land with so many people and I have so few people, how is it that this piece of land can be mine?
亚伯拉罕不可能再有那片土地的。
It is not possible for Abraham to conquer that land.
他的家里边只有几个人。
He only has a few people in his family.
他在那里做寄居的。
He is a stranger there.
那么我们看神是如何应许他的。
And so now we see how does God give his promise?
在创世纪的十五章第七节到第十九节。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 15, verses 7 to 19.
这里耶和华和亚伯拉罕说。
And this now is God speaking to Abraham.
耶和华又对他说，我是耶和华，曾领你出了加勒底的乌尔，为要将这地赐你为业。
Verse 7 says, And he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess.
所以这里边就耶和华神就直接告诉亚伯拉罕为什么要把他带离开他的家乡
And now we see God saying to Abraham why he was led from his home country.
目的是要把他现在所住这片地呢给他。
It is so that the piece of land which Abraham is on right now, it would be given to him.
第八节，亚伯兰说：“主耶和华，我怎能知道必得的地为业呢？”
Verse 8 goes on to say, But he said, O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it?
所以亚伯拉罕就问这样一个问题，我怎么，这片地怎么能够属于我呢？
Abram is asking God, how is this piece of land going to be mine?
这地上遍地住了许多的野蛮的民族。
On this land are many barbaric people.
我的家里面只有几个人。
And in my family there are only a few people.
我怎么能够占有这片土地呢？
How am I going to take possession of this land?
第九节，耶和华说：“你为我取一只三年的母牛，一只三年的母山羊，一只三年的公绵羊，一只斑鸠，一只雏鸽。”
Verse 9 says, He said to him, Bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon.
那我们就知道了，耶和华神要让亚伯兰要给他献祭。
And so we see that God wants Abram to give him a sacrifice.
献祭的最基本的意思是什么呢？就是你把这个祭献给谁，你就是以谁为神。
The sacrifice or this offering, whoever you give it to, it is an expression of you to that person that he is God to you.
那么好了，接下来。 亚伯兰就取了这些来，每样劈开，分成两半，一半对着另一半摆列，只有鸟没有劈开，有鸷鸟下来，落在死处的肉上，亚伯兰就把它吓飞了。
Verse 10 and 11 say, He brought him all these, cut them in half, and laid each half over against the other. But he did not cut the birds in half, and when the birds of prey came down on carcasses, Abram drove them away.
所以亚伯兰呢，就按照耶和华神的吩咐呢，开始献祭。他把祭物呢，都把它摆好了，放在那里，准备要献祭。
And so Abram did as God commanded, and he got all the animals and placed them according to tradition.
那这个时候呢，就有很多的那些鹰啊，什么吃肉的东西呢，就来要吃这个献祭的这些鸟和山羊肉。
And then birds of prey came down to consume these carcasses.
亚伯兰呢就把这些鸟都轰飞了。And
then Abram scared them away.
好，第十二节说，日头正落的时候，亚伯兰沉沉的睡了，忽然有惊人的大黑暗落在他身上。Verse
12 says, As the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell on Abram, and behold, dreadful and great darkness fell upon him.
我们都知道，献祭呢是有火。 把那个祭物呢,
we know that for an offering, there is going to be fire to consume the offering.
但是现在这些祭物呢,
and now the offering has already been placed.
亚伯兰并没有用火去烧它。
And Abram has not started a fire to consume it.
所以他在等，看看耶和华神要做什么。
And so he is going to wait to see what God is going to do.
所以一直等到晚上，日头落山了。
And he was waiting until the sun came down.
亚伯兰就困了，他在那里睡了。And
Abram got tired and then he slept.
睡了的时候呢，就有惊人的大黑暗落在他的身上。And
there was a great darkness that fell upon him.
耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要的确知道，你的后裔必寄居别人的地，又服侍那地的人，那地的人要苦待他们400年。”
Verse 13 says, Then the Lord said to Abram, Know for certain that your offspring will be sojourners in a land that is not theirs, and will be servants there, and they will be afflicted for 400 years.
所以我们就知道，当这惊人的大黑暗降在亚伯兰身上的时候呢，实际上是神要向他显现。
And we see that when this great darkness fell on Abram, we know that God was going to manifest to Abram.
那么当神向亚伯兰显现的时候，就向他讲了一个未来要发生的事情。And
when God did manifest to Abram, he was going to speak a prophetic speech to Abram.
是有关亚伯兰的后代的事情。And
this prophetic speech was regarding the descendants of Abram.
就是这片地呢，神会赐给亚伯兰的后裔。It
is that this piece of land will be given to the descendants of Abram.
会赐给亚伯兰和亚伯兰的后裔，但是并不是现在就给你。
It is that this piece of land will be blessed to Abram, but he will not receive it right now.
而是要经历一件事情之后，他们才能够拥有这片土地。
But it is after something happens that they would receive this.
这件事情是什么呢?
And what is this event?
就是亚伯兰的后裔, 他的后代, 会被人掳到一个另外一个国家, 在那里给人做奴隶, 做400年。
It is that Abram and his descendants, they will be brought to another country and then they will be servants for 400 years.
啊, 到了400年之后, 在400年, 在另外一个国家呢, 那些国家的人呢, 把他当作奴隶的一样来欺负他们。
And in that other country for 400 years, they would be slaves there.
然后400年满了之后呢, 神会把他们带出来。
And then after the 400 years, God will bring them out.
而且神也要惩罚那个国家, 就是欺负他后代的那些人。
And after that 400 years, God will also punish that country for mistreating the descendants of Abram.
这就是神
This is God telling Abram what is going to happen.
也就是说, 至少400年, 400多年以后, 神才能够把应许给他这片地呢, 赐给亚伯拉罕的后代。
It is that after 400 years, a little bit more than 400 years, that God will bless Abram with this piece of land.
然后15节这里说, 但你要想大受苦, 平平安安地归到你列祖那里, 被人埋葬。
Verse 15 says, As for yourself, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried in a good old age.
什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
就是神不但应许给亚伯拉罕一片地,
It is not only that God has promised Abram this piece of land,
但是现在得不到, 必须等到几百年之后。
It is, he cannot receive it right now, but he will receive it after 400 or so years.
一直等到神所预言他后代要到另外一个国家服侍那个国家400年这件事情发生之后
It is, he is going to have to wait until after this prophecy that God gave to him, that 400 years of serving as slaves in another country.
而亚伯兰本人呢, 他也看不到他和他的后裔拥有这片地的那个时候, 他看不见的。
And Abram, we notice that he will not be able to see when his descendants finally receive this piece of land.
也就是说在神把这片地真正的赐给亚伯兰的后裔的时候呢, 亚伯兰早已经死了。
In other words, when God finally gives the piece of land to Abram's descendants, Abram would be dead.
他看不见。
He cannot see this promise fulfilled.
不像神应许给他以撒这个儿子那样, 他可以看见, 最后看见了, 他很高兴, 又唱歌又跳舞的。
It's different from when Abram finally saw his son Isaac born.
而应许这片地呢, 他是看不见的。
This piece of land, he will not be able to see it become his.
然后第16节说, 到了第四代, 他们必回归此地, 因为亚摩利人的罪孽还没有满盈。
Verse 16 says, And they shall come back here in the fourth generation, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet complete.
所以以色列的百姓必须, 亚伯拉罕的后裔呢, 必须在另外一个国家服侍人家400年, 到了第四代, 他们才能回到这片地。
And so we see that Abraham's descendants, they must serve as slaves in another country for 400 years, come back and then receive the land.
才能够拥有这片地。
In order for them to receive the land.
那么为什么呢? 因为这片地的当中呢, 有一种人, 叫亚摩利人。
Because in that land, there's a group of people called the Amorites.
神, 这些人呢, 是非常邪恶的, 而神要在那个时候, 要借着亚伯拉罕的后裔, 除灭这些人。
These people are evil, and God will at that time, by Abraham's descendants, punish those people, judge those people.
所以神把要赐给亚伯拉罕这片地的事情呢, 与亚伯拉罕讲得非常的清楚。
And so, this promise God made to Abram about this piece of land, he has expressed very clearly to Abram.
那么17节说, 日落天黑, 不料有冒烟的炉, 并烧着的火把, 从那些肉块中经过。
Verse 17 says, When the sun had gone down and it was dark, behold, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between these pieces.
前面我们讲了, 献祭也, 不但要有祭物的, 还有火呀。
We have already said that for an offering, not only is there the animal for the offering, but there must also be fire.
但是当耶和华神和亚伯拉罕讲完话之后, 就有火从天上降下来, 把这祭物给烧了。
And now we see when Abram and God talked, conversed, we saw that there is fire that comes down from heaven.
什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
就是神亲自把这祭物呢, 把它烧了。
It is that God personally came to consume the offering.
第一, 表明耶和华神呢, 喜悦亚伯拉罕所献的祭。
The first thing we learn from that is that God accepted the offering from Abram.
献祭有蒙神喜悦的，有不蒙神喜悦的哈。
There are offerings which God is pleased with and also offerings which He is not pleased with.
我们还记不记得该隐和亚伯?
Remember Cain and Abel?
所以呢，这里边耶和华神亲自从天上降下来火，把这祭物给烧了，表明他喜悦这个亚伯拉罕所献的祭。
And so we see when fire came from heaven to consume this offering, it means that God accepted the offering.
第二个呢，这也表明神以此为凭据立约。
We see also that by this sign, God is establishing this covenant firmly, and everything that He said up until now is in effect.
就是前边神应许给亚伯拉罕这片地，他可不可以得到？
The question comes is, this promise which God made to Abram, is it going to be fulfilled?
亚伯兰的后裔一定会得到。
Of course, Abraham's descendants, they will receive this piece of land.
为什么？因为神从天上降下火，把这个祭物给烧了。Why?
It is because God consumed this offering by fire from heaven.
亚伯兰的后裔得到这片地，亚伯兰能不能看见？他能不能亲眼看见？他和他的后裔得到这片地，看不到。Can
Abraham see his descendants receiving this piece of land? He cannot.
他的后裔要经过一件事情，要 去到另外一个国家，服侍那个国家的人400年，然后才能回来拥有这片地。
His descendants must go through something in that they must go to another country to serve as slaves for 400 years.
所以耶和华神从天上降下来火，把这个祭物给烧了，表明耶和华神的旨意定了，告诉他了，就是告诉亚伯兰，就是这样子的。
So we see that this fire coming from heaven to consume the offering, it is God firmly establishing this covenant.
所以你就知道这个事情后来发生在哪里了。发生在出埃及记里边。
So do you know where this event finally happened? It happened in Exodus.
你们对出埃及记都特别熟悉了，对摩西呀，对红海呀，都很熟悉了。
I trust that you are familiar with Exodus and Moses and the Red Sea.
所以亚伯拉罕的后裔服侍的那国家是哪里呀？400年，埃及。
So that country which Abraham's descendants served as slaves, which one was it? It's Egypt.
那么神兴起了谁带领他们出了埃及，过了红海，进入了迦南地呢？摩西。
And who was it that led them out of Egypt and crossed the Red Sea into Canaan? It was Moses.
那是后边的话啊，我们现在继续来看创世纪。
That's for another time. We will continue looking at Genesis.
18节这里说，当那日耶和华与亚伯兰立约说，我已赐给你和你的后裔，在埃及和直到伯大拉河之间，就是基尼人、基尼喜人、贾摩尼人、赫人、比利喜人、利法因人、亚摩利人、迦南人和加萨人、耶布斯人之地。
Verse 18 and following says, On that day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, To your offspring I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the river Euphrates, the land of the Kenites, the Kenizzites, the Kadmonites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephaim, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Girgashites, and the Jebusites.
所以我们前面说，耶和华神从天上降下火，把这祭物给烧了，表明与他立约。
And we see that we already said that the fire coming down from heaven to consume the offering, that is God's sign for establishing the covenant.
就好像人前的合同一样。It's
like when we sign a contract.
这片地归亚伯兰。This
piece of land is titled to Abraham.
因为亚伯兰前边问了一句话说，我怎么知道这片地是我的呢？
Because Abraham asked earlier, how will I know that I shall possess it?
于是耶和华神就要亚伯兰去献祭。And
God asked Abraham to present an offering.
神就从天上降下火来，把祭物给完全的烧掉了，以此为凭据，为立约，表明神要把这片地赐给亚伯兰。
And God sent fire from heaven to consume the offering, and in this sign, He established this covenant.
所以这里边就有一个问题。And
we have a question now.
亚伯拉罕并没有得到这片地。Abram
never received this piece of land.
但是呢，当他给他的儿子以撒祝福的时候呢，他说：“哎，儿子， 这边地是耶和华神给你的。
When he went to bless Isaac, he says that this piece of land is blessed to you from God.
那么当他的儿子以撒给他的儿子雅各祝福的时候呢，同样告诉他雅各，这边地是耶和华神给你的。
And when Isaac was blessing Jacob, he also said that this piece of land is to you from God.
那么这个雅各给他的儿子约瑟祝福的时候怎么说？
And Jacob, blessing Joseph, what did he say?
耶和华神一定会带领你们离开埃及，进到这片地当中。
He says that God will surely lead you out of Egypt into this land. Why?
因为耶和华神已经答应了我们的先祖亚伯兰，答应了我们的先祖以撒，答应了我们的先祖雅各。
Because God has already said so to our ancestors Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以他们就想，这片地一定是我们的。
So, have faith that this piece of land is ours.
最后我们在出埃及记当中，我们看到了他们出埃及。但是当我们出到看到约书亚记的时候呢，以色列人有没有占领神，拥有神所赐给他们这片应许之地呢？
And in Exodus, we see how they are leaving Egypt, and in Joshua, do they receive this piece of land?
显然他们是得到了。
We see surely that they did receive this piece of land.
并且今天以色列的人也在那里，还在那里。
And the Israelites still to this day are there.
所以我们今天就要思想一件事情，信心。
So let us consider one thing today, faith.
相信。
Faith.
相信有些我们是可以看得见的。
Faith can be on what things are something that you can see right now.
有些是需要我们去等待的。
Some things require us to wait.
比如说耶和华神告诉亚伯兰说，好，你跟我出来。
For example, when God said to Abram, come out.
离开你的家乡。
Leave your home country.
亚伯兰就相信了这位神，就跟着他就出来了。
And Abram had faith and left and followed God.
所以我们怎么知道亚伯兰是信神呢？
How do we know that Abram believes in God?
耶和华神命令他出来，他就出来了。
It is that when God commanded him to leave, that he left.
但是呢，当耶和华神应许给亚伯兰说，你要有个儿子。
And when God promised to Abram that he will have a son.
是不是马上就有的呢？
Did he immediately receive a son?
不是。
No.
亚伯兰等了25年。
He waited for 25 years.
那亚伯兰为什么说亚伯兰信神呢？
Why was it said that Abraham had faith in God?
亚伯兰等了25年。
Because Abram waited for 25 years.
最后他看到了神应许给他这个儿子。
And finally, he saw this son of promise.
但是神应许给他这片地的时候，亚伯兰也相信这片地是他的。
And when God promised this piece of land to Abram, he also had faith.
但是有没有看到以色列他的后裔拥有这片地呢？没有。
Did he see Israel, his descendants, receive this piece of land? No.
但是他依然相信。
But he still had faith.
怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
当他给他的儿子祝福的时候，告诉他儿子以撒，这片地是神给我的，我现在给你了。
When he went to bless Isaac, his son, he said that this piece of land which I received from God, I now give to you.
尽管当时有这几个民族住在占据着迦南地这片地，亚伯兰依然把这片地好像自己的地一样给了谁？给了他的儿子以撒。
Even though there were still these many groups of people in this land, he still gave it as inheritance to Isaac as if it were his own.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他相信耶和华神已经把这片地应许给他了，就一定会给他。
Because he believes that since God promised it to him, that he will surely receive it.
因为他相信他所信的、所跟随的这位耶和华神是守约的。
Because he has faith that this God is one who keeps promises.
是信实的。
He is faithful.
他讲出来的话呢，就一定会做的。
Everything that he says, he will do.
他不像你的父母。
They are unlike your parents, perhaps.
当然，你的父母可能是很好。我对待我自己的孩子呢，常常会说到做不到的。
Maybe your parents are still pretty good, but at least me to my daughter, I may not be able to do everything that I say.
但是上帝不一样。
But God is not like this.
上帝不单他可以应许人，给人应许。
God is able to give promises.
他也有足够的智慧，有足够的能力来实现他的应许。
He also has enough wisdom and power to fulfill these promises.
所以他不会改变的。
And so he will never change.
所以这是我们信亚伯兰信神的一个根基，也是他等待的一个动力。
And so this is the bedrock of Abraham's faith. This is what motivates his faith.
亚伯兰等的时候不是这样子，还没给我，他不是这样子在等待。
Abraham was not sitting there twiddling his fingers, saying, fiddling his thumb, saying, oh, I still have not received this promise.
而是欢欢喜喜的带着盼望去等待着那一天。
It is that joyfully with hope that he is waiting for that day.
所以我们当我们今天在讲到信神的时候，我们看到了有三种。
So today when we talk about faith in God, there are three types.
有些信心我们马上就会看见。
Some of them we will see immediately.
有些我们会需要等待
，some we have to wait，
但是有些呢，我们甚至于是看不见的
，but some we may never see。
我给你举个例子，你就知道了。
I'll give you an example。
咱说大一点的哈，说主耶稣他会再来。
For example, when Jesus says he will come again，
你相信不相信呢
？Do you believe in this？
主耶稣说他来的时候，凡相信他的人，他都要把他接到他永恒的荣耀当中去。
Jesus says when he comes again that he will take up all。Who have faith in him into eternity with him.
那么如果我们存着这样的信心来一直活到我们离开这个世界的那个日子的时候。
So if we live with this faith all the way up until we leave, this world,
那么当主耶稣再来的时候就要要这个人从死里复活赐给他荣耀。
Jesus will cause that person when Jesus comes back to be brought back to life.
我们在忍耐在等候的盼望盼望的等候当中的时候那个结果的时候呢一定会实现的。
When we have a faithful hope in that, at that time, the resurrection will surely happen.
因为神说了。
Because God said so.
比如说神也说给我们一个应许。
For example, he gave us another promise.
神不但要祝福我们这些信他的人。
Not only will God bless those who have faith in him.
神说也要祝福我们的儿女。
God says also that he will bless our descendants.
你信还是不信？
Do you believe in this?
你真的相信的时候，你会发现你的儿女真的就是蒙祝福的。
When you truly have faith in this, you will see that your children, they will truly be receiving blessing.
你就会按照神的命令在主里边来教养你的儿女。
And you will teach your children according to God's will.
可能是他有时候不听话。
Maybe they don't listen to you.
有可能有时候还会犯罪。
Sometimes they sin.
但是你都需要在那里忍耐。
But you must still be patient.
你这个忍耐不是在那里生气。
And in this patience, don't be angry.
而是在那里带着盼望。
But to have hope.
我们要把我们自己做成一个在盼望当中等候的人。
We should make ourselves to be those who live in faithful hope.
你看神的工作神的祝福就在你的儿女身上。
And you will see that God's work and God's work is on your children.
所以今天我们对信心对我们的信仰要有一个正确的认识。
So we must have a good understanding of our faith.
你知道你出到外边会到尤其是到一些超级市场当中有很多的偶像拜偶像的人。
When you go out into the world, for example, supermarkets, you'll see a lot of idols and a lot of idolaters. Why?
他们希望我求这个偶像，他马上就能帮我。
They say that if I were to pray to that idol, they would be able to help me.
如果这个偶像说你等一等，等两年。
If that idol says to them, you have to wait for 2 years.
会发生什么事情呢
？What will happen?
他就会把这个偶像给换另一个偶像。谁能现在帮我就要谁，你不能现在帮我，那你就不是。
And that person will swap out that idol for another one. Who can help me right now? I'll bow to.
这不是真正的信仰。
This is not true faith.
这叫偶像敬拜。
This is idolatry.
而真正的上帝呢，是有绝对主权的。
But the true God has sovereignty.
我们要不要相信？
Will we believe?
你必须相信。
You must believe.
但是神是不是按照你的旨意去做呢？
But will God act according to your will?
不一定。
Not necessarily.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他是上帝。
Because he is God.
那是不是你想明天成就这件事情，神明天就一定给你成就呢
？If you want something tomorrow, will it happen?
不一定。
Not necessarily.
为什么呢？因为他是上帝。
Because he is God.
如果你要他做什么，他就做什么的话，你不需要信心。为什么呢？因为他是你的仆人。
If you were to get whatever you wanted out of God, then he would not be God because he is your servant.
所以你们一定要在自己的从小小的年纪的时候，你要建立一个正确的信仰的观念和神的观念。
So you must, while you're still young, to establish a good understanding of who God is.
他是上帝,
he is God.
他创造宇宙万有,
he created everything.
你却想让他听你的命令?
Do you want him to listen to you?
这叫ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
所以我们要把这个主权归给神的时候, 我们一方面有神的应许。
And so, when we ascribe this authority to God, first we will receive promises.
我们要抓住他的应许。
And we must hold on to these promises.
另外一方面我们需要在信心当中来忍耐等候。
And on the other hand, we must also have a faithful hope and to wait in that hope.
如果我们所求的真是神所应许的, 那或早或晚, 神一定会将他所应许的给你。
If we always ask for God's promises to happen, then sooner or later they will happen.
这是我们的信心所在。
And this is what our faith is in.
就是神的旨意一定会成就。
It is that God's will always.
什么叫神的旨意? 就是神所应许的。
It is that God's will always be satisfied, and God's will is what He's promised.
所以当你去读圣经的时候, 那里边有许多上帝的应许。
And so when you go to read the Bible, you see that there are many promises from God. And these promises are very important to us.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为这些神所应许的, 他是一定要做的。
Because everything that He promised, He will do.
那你在这应许之外, 你所求的东西呢, 神不一定给你的。
So outside of these promises, anything you ask for, they may not come.
如果有很多出自于我们自己这边, 私欲的呢, 你相信一件事情, 神一定不会给你的。
If you just come up with some random desire and you ask God for it, it may not happen. Because God gives us the best. If it is not good for us, He will not give it.
好,
Let's close in prayer. Dear Lord, I give you thanks. May you bless each one before us. May we know you, our Creator, and also our Savior. May we always pray according to your will. And in your will, may we be blessed. And may your blessings to us be the most perfect.
给我们有信心, 有等候, 有盼望。
May we have faith and patience and hope.
感谢赞美你。
We praise you.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
Pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.